Thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 6 and verses 1 to 7. The complacent confronted. In the previous discourse, I spoke on the complacent. As God does here through Amos, he comes to Israel and accuses Israel of complacency. Those who feel secure on Mount Zion, Samaria, their luxury living, their smugness, their self-satisfaction. Yes, the complacent. But now I want to probe just a little further. The complacent confronted. God is not content merely to spell out the marks of complacency. Now, in this discourse, as Amos is addressing Israel, we have God's response to this complacency. I mean, the very fact that he's listed it is enough to tell us, but he spells it out. Verse 1, woe to you. That's what God says to the complacent. We're talking to Israel. We're talking about Israel. These are the people chosen and called out from Egypt, given the covenant and so on. And God himself pronounces woe to this people who are complacent in Zion. Whether this refers to Judah here, they're in the same net. And then those who feel secure on Mount Samaria, Israel and Judah are both here. Woe to you. And then God says this, go to Calneh and look at it. Go from there to Great Hamath, and then go down to Gath in Philistia. Are they better off than you in your two kingdoms? Is their land larger than yours? God is driving them to see how bad it is elsewhere. These people are so content in themselves. God is making them see reality. He says, you are responsible. Let's be clear about that. It's not just circumstances or unfortunate this or difficult that. I see it here over and over again. 3, 4, 5. You put off the evil day. You bring near a reign of terror. You lie on beds inlaid with ivory. What is God saying? You're responsible. The buck stops with you. You dine on choice lambs and fattened calves. You strum away on your harps like David. You're improvising in musical instruments. You drink wine by the bowlfuls. You use the finest lotions. But you do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph. You. Positive and negative. You don't grieve over the state of my people. You don't grieve over the state of the law and the temple and all the rest of it. You don't grieve over that. No. All you're concerned about is how you can have fun and self-satisfaction and enjoy yourself and put lotions on and have nice furniture and do well. All this success, says God, all this fun, all this wonderful good lifestyle is going to come to ruin. Therefore, verse 7, what an argument. Therefore, you will be among the first to go into exile. Your feasting and lounging will end. Exile is coming. This is God's response. Disaster is on the road. I just have some questions to close. Do we not need such preachers today? Do we not need such warnings today? Do we not need such confrontation today? Amos reproved Israel and challenged Israel and Judah too. Do we not need preachers who will challenge and reprove us? I raise these questions. It seems to me the answers are obvious in the extreme.